Hello, it is Tuesday afternoon here in Tagama. Partly cloudy skies. We're waiting for the rain to move in a couple of hours for a couple of days. Right now it's really nice and definitely spring weather. Nice and warm, and upper 60s, I think, something like that. Okay, well, the picture there was Mimi got it up when we were driving up from Madrid. When was this? What day? My days are all messed up. Yesterday, Monday. Okay, so Mimi, the weekend went a little differently than we had planned. Mimi tried on Friday to get on her plane in Greenville, South Carolina. And American Airlines wouldn't let her on because she didn't have the right COVID test. The computer said there had to be a PCR, which is what we usually get, but we had seen that the Spanish government allowed for a thing called an NAAT, which is another very similar to a PCR, and that the Spanish government accepted it in their official website, but American Airlines computers would have none of it, so there we were again, scrambling like so many times, trying to figure out what solutions, and the guy there at the desk was friendly enough with her, Carlos. He gave him a inner peace book as well. He was just very friendly, gave her some suggestions. She ended up calling reservations. They said they would, you know, if she got a PCR, fast one, then they would put her on a flight the next day, Saturday. They wouldn't charge for the change. And so her sister, Debbie, called 15 to 20 pharmacies trying to find an immediate one, because she could that way have driven up to Charlotte and left that same night. But that didn't work out, because the earliest you could get was in the morning, and it was $300 for a PCR, a rapid test. And meanwhile, she was able to prove that what she had was fine, and she had gotten it free at a Walgreens. Well, so they said, okay, we'll put you on the same flights the next day. So she ended up flying the next day with what she had gotten, and she was able to do it. Meanwhile, well, over there, everybody's scrambling. Her sister is trying to help her move her, get her here and there, because her dad is on a trip in Mexico. Our son Mark and Andrea were up north at a 50K ultra run. And so anyway, so her two sisters are scrambling around their schedules, trying to get her here and there, the airport and all that. And so she ended up, so as we look back to figure out, well, what in the world, why did God allow this surprise and extension and delay and change of plans? Because I figured out that the most sensible thing, I talked with my coworker, the most sensible thing was for me to stay in Madrid and just pay for another night at the hotel, because just the trip down and everything is about the same kind of money. So in the end, I stayed down there and decided to use the day for some writing. I also had made plans with a pastor family down there to take them out for a meal and fellowship, encourage them. They're doing a good job, and you know, it's just a way of encouraging preachers that are coming up behind, you know. So I was able to get that in, but I'm trying to think of why is God making this, you know, why this delay? There must be some reason. Now, he may not show us what it is, but obviously anybody that I was able to give books to, and even Mimi, were able to give gospel books to, would not have gotten them if the schedule had gone through normally. And so that's more or less what I was looking at, that and the extra time to do some writing. And Mimi ended up going to a conference that she absolutely loved on Friday night and Saturday morning. Yeah, right before her flight, she went for 5 hours with Debbie to a soul-winning conference, which she absolutely loved. So she figured the delay was worth it for her on that. And on my end, well, I figured, you know, these books that I was able to give out. One specifically I'll mention at the end. So meanwhile in church, then Danny came through and did the first session, and Juan preached the main session in the IBEF service up north that I wasn't in because I decided that I would need to stay over to pick up Mimi. So I missed our church services. I missed our first service without masks in over 2 years. So I was sorry to miss that. But anyway, the service went very well. I was able to follow it on YouTube, much of it. And yeah, so appreciate your prayers for one of our men. You've heard me talk about him before, Walter, one of our young good men, has two daughters. Social services is wanting to take them and take them away because of a false accusation was leveled against him years ago. It was proven to be completely fabricated, but they're coming back at him. Who knows why? So anyway, he's praying and trying to, you know, figure out what the Lord would have him to do and to fight back against this legally, so that his girls definitely need to be with him. He's doing as good a job as could be imagined at this stage of the game, and waiting for God to open up doors for him. They're from a girl they just went off the deep end years ago, and he's sort of saddled with his two daughters. Anyway, it's a sad story of baggage from before salvation, you know. So appreciate your prayers for Walter, and then it's his two girls. And then this Saturday we have a ladies' conference, but it's not in our church. It's being hosted by our daughter-in-law, Raquel, David's wife, in the Renteria church. So we have some carloads of ladies going to that. I am very close to finishing the project, the current publishing project, which is to republish the Yearly Miracle through Amazon, and I'm almost done with it and getting excited about that. And then, okay, so the one story, and this is the only thing, after this I'll close it down. So on Sunday morning, I'm waiting for Mimi to tell me that she has arrived, because we're going to time it so that I just go by and pick her up, you know, from the airport without parking or anything. So I am in the little town that's right beside the airport where I was in the hotel, and I had breakfast, and she still wasn't there. The plane was late. So I was walking around getting my steps in and listening to scriptures and books and whatnot. And so I had one book with me, Inner Peace book in Spanish. I had given out two at the hotel, one of the receptionists, another one of the guy who served the meal. A lady who was cleaning the room. And so I was walking, and I went by this park. I'm on the outside of town, and there's this little park there with some benches and trees. And then the rest in the airport was actually the next thing over, fencing and road and airport. And there was this man there reading a newspaper on a little picnic table. Nobody else around anywhere. And I just thought, man, that's odd. You don't see many newspapers out nowadays. I mean, people may read them, but they'll be in the cafe or bar or something. But, you know, they just don't sell them much anymore. I used to see them all the time. And I looked at him. It was an elderly gentleman, had a hat on, and he was engrossed in his newspaper. And I walked by him slowly because I had this book in my pocket. And I thought, man, I'd give it to him if I don't want to interrupt him from his reading. But if he'd look up, then I'd make eye contact with him and whatnot. So I walked by him really slowly, and nothing. He didn't look up. He was involved in his newspaper. So I walked up the street, and I said, you know what, I'm going to come back down the same way right by him, and I'm going to go slow and see if he'll look up. Lord, if you have him make eye contact with me, I'll stop, and I'll give him a book or a talk, you know, engage him in conversation. So I came by. I get close to him. He is locked down into his, I mean, I couldn't even see his face. He had this, you know, it's like a baseball cap kind of thing on. And he was just into his reading, and I walked by, and nothing. And I think I just faintly cleared my throat a little bit or anything, something, I think. And then I decided, I'm going to look back just in case. So I look back, and right as I look back, he looks up, looked at me, and that was my signal. I said, hey, you're reading a newspaper. I don't see many of those very often, you know. And so he was immediately friendly and said, yeah, well, we got to keep these newspapers in business somehow. And so we were just chit-chatting, and I said, you like to read and whatnot. So I gave him the book, and the Inner Peace book. And he was delighted to get it. And as I walked away, he said, thank you so much. His name is Jose Garcia. And so I don't know any more about him. I doubt I'll ever see him again here, of course. But at least he got the book. And I think because of the situation, you know, that he'll read it. Maybe the Lord will speak to his heart. So maybe he was the reason that the whole delay happened, if nothing else. So, and then I'm going to send another picture of Mimi with the four grandchildren that she kept for 10 days, basically, or at least, you know, was that's what she was there for. And the horse thereon is a horse that our daughter Rachel took from zero training to absolutely under control and a perfect riding horse. And so they got a picture of it. Looks pretty cool to me. Okay, take care.